Tala Nui yesterday reported a fire at the Broadcasting Corporation of a Nui building in Alofi yesterday morning. Investigations into the cause of the fire are still continuing, but likely to have been caused by an electrical shortage. Several days ago, staff had reported an electrical shortage in one of the lights. We're joined now on Pacific Breakfast by a former GM of Broadcasting Corporation Nui and former CE of Pacific Media Network, Patrick Lino, for more. Whakarofalahi atu, and thank you so much for your time this morning, Patrick.
Whakarofalahi atu, Brian. And it's good to be with you this morning.
Patrick, firstly, updates or latest updates on the extent of the damage, both internal and external, at the BCN building?
I think the main thing that we can see, and I'm glad you'll be able to talk to Hima this morning as well, because he is there and on the scene and reporting some of the things that people are interested to know. But from what I can see from the reports that came out yesterday, there was a specific damage inside the building itself, and it's actually not spread as I first thought. Because one of my concerns was that the archives and the library and the materials in there as well. But it seems like from what I could see, the reports that came out says that apart from smoke damage to the library, I think they can be able to salvage the materials in there. But in terms of the damage, it happens in the studio inside the building. And the building itself is actually constructed like a bunker. So It in a way, it contains the fire, but also, you know, if it happens inside, it'll cause a lot of problems to the equipment and the materials inside the building.
Now, the cause of the fire, just mentioned with regards to, caused by an electrical shortage. Have you heard anything else since yesterday's report from Tala Nui around the cause of the fire?
It's probably a bit early yet, and they may not be able to determine the cause unless someone did a forensic examination of the scene of the fire. But I guess anything could happen. People are not allowed to smoke in the building, so it wouldn't be anyone smoking. I guess the only potential cause could come from the electricity in the building.
In terms of being able to broadcast again, Patrick, how long or they are already back up and running, albeit from another location?
Oh, I think the way so these guys know how to get things back up and running again as soon as possible. They've been through situations like this in the past, especially with Cyclone Hatta and power and stuff. The BCN building was actually built, as I said before, it was built to withstand cyclonic events and natural disaster. It was double as a national disaster building for the government as well. So whenever there's a national disaster, everybody will come into the BCN building. It's got its own generator and it's got its own air conditioning system. So the whole building was powered by that isolated trans generator. And it was designed in a way so it can stand on its own. And during Cyclone Hatta, when everything else on the island was off, the BCN building was still the only building that kept going, and the powerhouse, of course. So in terms of getting back on track and getting back on air again, I would expect that if they didn't go back on air again yesterday, they would have gone back on air today or sometime tomorrow. So in a matter of 2 or 3 days, they can easily restart the station, the radio station I'm talking about, again. So radio is easy to get up and running because there was no specific damage to the mast, the big tall mast that they have next to the building. And so they can easily just rig the transmitter, I guess, from the office and start broadcasting from the office until such a time when they can go back in again. I can see from some of the reports from Hima that the radio broadcasting studio is possibly workable, and they're looking at that and trying to get the people back in again. As you can imagine, I mean, the elections is looming around the corner, so that'll be one of the main things that they'll be concentrating about. But the building is still a very solid building. It's got cement construction all around, like the walls have got double cement layers, the top of the building was also cement. So it's, as I said before, it was built like a bunker. And so if the fire happens on the outside, it wouldn't possibly get into the inside of the building. But if it happens inside the building, it'll cause a lot of damage. There will be damage to the equipment for television, and that's the most expensive one to get back on track again. And so it'll take them some time to get back on television, but on radio, they should be back in running back on air again. If not today, like I said, you know, it'll be in the next day or so. And there are people in there, like people like him and Douglas, for example, they've got the expertise in there to sort of get things up and running again.
Patrick, you mentioned earlier about the archives and, you know, no confirmation, but it doesn't seem like the archives have been damaged. Just how extensive is the archive of footage and what does it cover? We're looking at, like, the history of Niue, all facets of Niue life, etc. What's contained in the archives?
There are materials in there that was filmed in the late 70s, and there were materials in there that were going back to the 80s when BCN first started as a television station, because they don't start filming until the television, and that's where the bulk of the materials in the library would contain, and so when at that particular time the corporation couldn't afford the big, you know, beta cams and all the stuff that the big television companies have. So they film stuff on SVHS, which is a form of VHS, but it's called Super VHS, which takes on, slightly a better quality than the normal VHS. And so they have started to digitize those and pull them out on VHS into the compact disc. And some of the materials that's being housed in there are interviews that go back to the very first premiere of Niue. There were archives about reflections from the old people who have passed away, and they talk about culture, they talk about fishing, they talk about how one village is merged to another. You know, those sort of information are priceless. They are very valuable material. The BCN has done a good job to try and maintain those and kept them in air conditioning, because the building itself was built for that purpose as well. So it'll be really sad if they lose some of those. But I guess on a more positive side, this will now allow Trevor and the team. Trevor Sakia is the general manager for BCN. One of his strengths is in the technical side of things, and rebuilding will sit in his forte, and he will try to get the best out of it as well. But it will allow them to rebuild to the conditions that we're in right now, the digital media and COVID-19, you know, there's some positives that will come out of it. It's just sad that it happens at the worst possible time for them, because the elections are coming. But then again, radio is the most effective means for any election campaign for Niue. And so people will be forced to go on radio and not to worry too much about television at the moment. A lot of them are going on social media to do that kind of stuff, but it'll also force them to go out and meet people face to face.
And lastly, Patrick, can you talk to me about, or share with us, about the history of BCN? How did it come about?
If you or Ina or Ete will talk to Hima this morning, he would be the best person to talk to you about the history of the building. It was built in 1995 in a joint project between the Niue government and the Australian government. I can't remember exactly how much it cost at the time to build it, but there was a lot of I wouldn't say problems, but there were a lot of challenges along the way to try and build around a section area where it's inland, but also at the same time it's far away from where everything was at the time, because everything was concentrated down in the main coastal area of Alofi. Well, now things have moved up to the top, close to the airport, and so it makes it's now sitting at a very central place for operation. So it was a really good decision to do it in that way. It came with all the equipment. The equipment inside the building was actually sourced through funding from people like UNESCO. You know, there was a lot of donor organizations who loved to develop broadcasting in the Pacific region. And Niue was one of the first countries who actually embraced television as such. When Television New Zealand came over and started to establish TV Niue, after an American cable operator came in and try to duck cables around the country and put cables as a cable vision, cable television. So the new government at the time decided that it will probably be best to go with something like what New Zealand has got. And so they source support from the New Zealand government, got TVNZ to come around and help and establish a terrestrial, what they call a terrestrial broadcasting system that will that started the broadcasting for television. Now, the only thing is that as we started that, radio becomes a second priority. And so all the resources and everything goes into television, and including the work of the journalists and the people who are making content. So at the moment, I think they've done a lot in that sense, but it's now a digital broadcasting platform out there, and it'll give them an opportunity to rethink their strategy, rethink their plans, and bring in the new technology.
Former GM of Broadcasting Corporation, New Air, former CE of Pacific Media Network, Patrick Leno. Whakawelahi mahaki. Thank you so much for your time this morning,
thank
Patrick.
You,
really appreciate it. Koe kia.
No worries.
It is 24 minutes past 7. And coming up before 8 o'clock, we will look at a lockdown study which sheds light on Pacific achievement in education. Vuni Tavola, Georgina Len Dua, whakatālo vātu mai te poloklamea te Pacific Breakfast, whakawetai mō tōkou whakatasi mai, whakamoe moenga ki olo le whainga mea o te aso. 531 PI, Pacific People Together.